you're really going to get healed, you need to know what the cause is. Well, the same thing about finances. And so I want to walk you through some things tonight here in the book of Ecclesiastes. This verse said quite well in the 7th chapter, in the 10th verse. It says it quite well. And then it goes to explain some things. We're going to talk about money is important. Money is important. Would you say that? Now, you know, some people in the church say money not important, you know, just to love the Lord. And the Lord disagree with them. Every time he disagree, and he don't help them get nothing. Because that's ignorant going to see. In the world we live in, you got to have some money. Don't say amen how long that. So here we have in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than thee? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. And see, people got money problems because they're not really looking at it wisely. They don't dig deeper. So he goes on to say, well, notice this now. When I first saw this, I was teaching, and I saw this. Now, I took off, right? Because I never had seen it as a Baptist boy. I saw it, and I had kind of blinded glasses on. I saw it. But it said, wisdom is good with an inheritance. You tell me you're wise and ain't got no money, just about face. You haven't really stepped into wisdom as it will produce in your life until it sets you financially free. So don't go around talking about you wise and you know scriptures and all that. And you don't have no money. You haven't arrived yet. Just be quiet and listen. Somebody might share something with you. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. Now, it's saying that wisdom is not good if there's no inheritance. What you going to be wise about? You can't go nowhere. Can't do nothing. You don't have no money. You know, wise people don't just sit on the oak tree. You got to be able to go somewhere. And if you're going to go somewhere, you're going to cause something. Right? So wisdom is good with an inheritance. Almost want to say wisdom is not good without inheritance, or it's not wisdom. And by it there's profit to them that see the sun. Now notice the word profit. Now the 12 verses, the verse shook me up some years ago as a Baptist boy preacher, came over into the full gospel, got filled with the Holy Ghost, came over into the word of faith. But I read this, for wisdom is a defense. Well, I knew wisdom was a defense, you know, be wise, got the mind of God, the understanding of God. But then it says this next, and money is a defense. How many of you have never seen that verse? Tell the truth about it. How many of y'all never seen that verse? Well, how many of y'all never seen the money? For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Now I want you to write down on your notepad, money is a defense. Yeah, stop playing with this thing. Money, you got to have some money to defend yourself in this system. I believe that. You believe that? He said, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them to have it. Now, you have to have wisdom when you have plenty of money, or the money will take control of you. All right? Money must not be your master. And then sadly to say in the church, at large, money is people's master. But if you get enough wisdom and enough understanding, enough revelation, you become money master. And money will not tell you what to do or what you can and not cannot do. You get in a position, you tell money what to do. Are you listening to me? Just work with me a minute now. I got to go slow with this. Verse 13 says, consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? Then it says in the 14th verse, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also have set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. He who handles money must know, in the spirit realm, must know it came from God. And so it's God on it. Now, one of the problems is, do God own what you have now? And you see, sometimes people have very little, and yet God is not in charge of it. They're so busy struggling, trying to stretch the money. They're not listening to God when he tells them to do something with it. Now, this astonishing scripture here, another scripture to point this out, your life tonight, because you should have been had your money. You've been serving God, loving God, singing, praising, raising your hand, praying and sweating. You should have had your money by now. So I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me not rush this. You know, money is important. Yeah, it's very important. For one thing, we find out that money is a defense. Even you think about courtroom setting, if you're going to have a good lawyer to defend you, you're going to have some money. But them lawyers not working for nothing. Not even your cousin. You got to have some money. When you're dealing with a lawyer and you go anywhere, shopping any kind of way, for anything. People can be real courteous and nice. But when the bell rings, you're going to have some money. You can cheat, smile, talk, give dap and all that, but if you ain't been stole, you're going to have to pay for it. Am I right? We need to see that in the light of the fact how ignorant the enemy has kept us along this line. Now, you know, I'm talking about we are remnant. But at large, the body of Christ is ignorant than a baboon in a hailstorm with no head on when it comes down to knowing what is right for them. They don't want to accept it. They reject it. They reject it and say they're close to the Lord. Well, broke people are not close to the Lord. Because if you're close enough, the Lord will give you something. Amen. Amen. But I want you to notice something here now. Notice where we're losing the fight at because of not the church losing. Because of not having, letting God bless them. You're going to let God bless you, right? I want you to see something here. In Matthew 28:12, I want to make a statement. I want you to write it down. The enemy is using large money against the gospel. You ever going to find the enemy use large money trying to define the resurrection of the Lord Jesus? Now you're gonna see the Bible say they use large money. Now small money cannot deal with large money. And the church been dealing with small money. They always got to go to somebody else. Now, I'm preaching from a debt-free status of ministry, land, aircraft. We paid for that aircraft. Yeah. Everything paid for. You're looking at a man got plenty of stuff with no bills. And that's the way it should be. That's Psalm Abrahamic to me. Solomon, David, that's what it sounded like. Job, Esther, that's what it sounded like to me. A biblical patterns have been showing us how much God really wants to have. And see, God needs somebody in the body of Christ with some large money. Because the enemy is dealing with people who has large money. They actually got the church money. Time for us to take our stuff back. But you're going to have revelation, you're going to have anointing, you're going to have to admit when you're wrong, accept your fault, repent, and ask God, show me the way to do it. There's no shortage on money. No, all the people in the world can be millionaires. But you just got about 3% of the people handling all the money. So here we see this ungodly situation. Jesus have rose from the dead. The 11th verse said, now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. He was up. I said, he was up. They tried to hold him, but he got up. And so, and when they were assembled with the elders, look at verse 12 now, and had taken counsel, they gave what? Large money unto the soldiers. Didn't say how much, but it showed more in the church, Helen. Large money. Large money. Why would the Holy Spirit emphasize that? Large money. Large money unto the soldiers. Saying, now, large, look out, watch large money and talk now. Saying, you give a man enough money, he'll say almost anything. I didn't see nothing. He didn't get up. You see what I'm saying? They bought up, they call that buying them all. Saying, say ye. Now, you got my money, and I'm going to tell you what to say. His disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Now, here's another aspect of large money. They even has influence on the government. That's why our government can't get straight. That money keeps flowing. And they legalize homosexuality, all kind of stuff. That money flowing, man. That money talking. The people bring them that money and say, this is what you say. This is what you pass. But there's another government that is higher than the government of the land. And so apostolically, we cross their role because our God is greater than the government of this system. Are you following me? That's why you don't get your money. Because they can't hold you back by taxes and all the different things they're trying to hold you back. When you begin to flow in the supernatural, my God. I said, when you begin to flow, oh my God, in the supernatural, you get into another realm. And you in the spirit become invisible. They cannot hold you anymore because you've gone to another level. And they don't even have nothing to do with it. They actually think they run everything, but they can't run a child of God. Y'all hear? Yes. Now notice, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him. I wonder how. Wonder how he gonna persuade. More large money. Government will shut up if you give them enough money. So they took the money. Look what he says. And did as they were taught. Money talking. Yeah. People don't understand money talking, boy. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until that day. That money kept talking, boy. Yeah. He must have given them some pretty good money, you know. Oh, boy, I'm going to be still spending and still talking. Now, you see that, right? Now, let me see. I'm going to show you something else. Go to Luke chapter 16, then I'll start giving you some points to get ready to write. Luke chapter 16. I want to organize this case clear enough, and the Holy Ghost is going to help us to see it, that money is important. You know, they have people say all kinds of things. See, if you don't desire money. Matter of fact, I forgot to tell you something. Money is important, and I desire to have plenty of it. Say it. Now, maybe some old religious spirit. You know, we all went through religion. And that religious spirit will rise up and say, I don't know if I'm going to see that. Well, if you don't desire it, it won't come to you. See, I believe money accepts signals. Or there are frequencies about money. And if you say one thing and deep down in your heart, you're trying to be neutral. Oh, glory to God. In the crowd you might say anything, but what in the deep recesses of your heart about money? You know, the people of this city, they should have this place jammed up. The more broke people you got in this city, every city got a bunch of broke folk. Why they not here? because they're saying something else. They're speaking what the enemy has spoke to them and what organized religion have taught the church. Thank God we're here. But notice here, I want you to see, in Luke 16, the church is sick and broke. Yeah, and desiring the wrong thing. See, as long as you desire crumb you get. See. But if you desire abundance, then the Holy Spirit will answer and give you abundance. See, you got to check your thinking out. You got to check your mind out. You got to check to see if your mind really renewed about this. Or are you just going through the motion to appease pastor, or you just coming here at this meeting? Are you really set for the change? Are you following me? Now, I'm going to drill this hole tonight. Oh, yeah, we got to drill this hole. Now, that Matthew 16, 19. Notice this. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fasted sumptuously every day. That's the world. That's the world. All right. That's the way they think. They think you should be rich and they think you should dress nice. That's the world. Now, here come the church. Because I know one died and went to hell, the other one went with God. So don't y'all sit there like I don't know what I'm talking about. I know we don't like to face it, but we got to face this. That's the only way you can get out. You got to face this. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate full of souls. He begging and he full of souls. He begging and two aspects of the covenant. Two aspects of the curse. And desiring, that word, underline that word desire, because I'm going to deal with it in a minute. And desiring, see, I got to change your desire. See, we were reared in non-desiring situation. Desiring from the Lord, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about desiring to have what they got across the street. I'm talking about desiring from the Lord. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs. See, that's wrong. What fell from the rich man fell from the world table. And then the dog had mercy on him. The dog came and licked his soul. All right. Money is important. And I desire to have plenty of money. Now I want you to write this down. I mean, if you're around somebody, talking bad about money, or talking about about a dreamer. They're trying to influence you to scorn a dreamer. No, you won't make friend with a dreamer. Somebody who got it, you won't talk to them. They might tell you one of the secrets. So, he who attack money can't attract money. Write that down. Don't, no way, no form, no fashion. Don't talk to nobody about nobody who got money. And then don't never talk against money. Don't even say amen. Don't nod your head. Don't say nothing to them. Because don't let them pull you off in that jungle of not enough. See, he who attack money cannot attract money. Now that statement, all of us are guilty to a certain degree. We become modest, think we are humble, you know, saying I'm satisfied with what I got. The Lord dissatisfied. You his child. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from above. See. We think we're real spiritual sometimes, agreeing with people about things. But we're attacking the covenant. We're attacking the very spirit who can get us out of that situation. Are you following me? And the enemy always sends somebody to talk to you to down something. You're downing where you're trying to go. I really think we need to repent. If you've said careless stuff about money, you see, you might be the millionaires in here I'm talking to tonight. Listen, let me say something with some broken English. That ain't no problem. It's very easy. Once you straighten your thinking out, and once you get your sowing properly, it's a go. All right, listen for a few minutes. I really haven't gotten my notes yet. I'm just checking some scriptures here. I jotted down here. And we're talking about money is important, and I desire plenty of it. Now, instead, you leave here tonight, instead of being a money attacker, may God's grace be upon you, and you turn into a money attractor. You see, we're out of order because we're going after money. No, you can't go after money. But you have to put yourself in a position that you magnetize money, that money come to you. Because of who you are, your assignment. See? But you know the whole church, you're like anybody else, they're working 3 and 4 jobs. That is not in the scripture. They're going after money. I told a man one time, the boy heard the story. He wanted me to get in something. They had them telephone, they're bringing in the church, you know, and trying to get the membership. That's wrong. Years back. And he said to me, he thought he was smarter than everybody else. He said, you just don't understand how to do it. I said, no. I pointed my finger at him. I was broke. I said, you'll be broke and I'll be a multimillionaire. That day has come. He's still broke. And I'm a multimillionaire. It's just like God said it. See, he's making mockery of God. He playing because you're trying to use IQ. See, God's intelligence is on another realm. Men who Mickey Mouse round with God, with education and IQ, no. How you going to mess with the one who made everything? He's smarter than you. I'm going to stick with him. You go your way, I'm going to stick with him. Amen. All right, now notice this. Ah, yeah, I'll deal with it, Lord. You got to deal with it. I know we got to deal with it. All right. One of the problems is, in the church, is not knowing the purpose of money. This is a marvelous revelation. I was riding in a car, and God showed me this. If you would turn your Bible, I'll tell you what now, in order to get to millionaire status and begin to get the manifestation, there's got to be a lot of teaching, a lot of scriptures, a lot of insight, so the scriptures can rise here. Are you following me? So that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to set a groundwork here. Turn to Matthew 26. I'm going to give you another glimpse of the church failure. Because the priest rejected knowledge. Yeah, see, the church, if you teach them long enough, they'll finally get it. But there was so much ignorance in the pulpit for so long. And I'm not trying to be downcast about it, because I was one of the ignorant ones too, you know. Yeah, you take one to know one. But I kind of come up out of that. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be flying in my Ford jet. I've paid for 4 jets. Yeah, now I didn't twist one in on another one. They all was paid for. I don't know how. In the nap. Name me 4. Find me somebody in a church. Even businessmen paying for 4 jets. You follow what I'm saying? Now, notice this. In Matthew 26, we have to see this. When they're not knowing the purpose. My goodness. I want to hoop and run and everything else right now. Because I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing here. I exactly know where I'm going. Exactly know what I'm trying to produce in you. Exactly know the Holy Ghost is here to help me. Exactly know that I'm assigned by the Holy Ghost to raise the body of Christ up in the awareness of what God really wants them to have. Now, you know you can preach about prosperity when you don't have it. But you can't preach it as strong as somebody who came from nothing. I can sit in either one of y'all seat right there tonight. No matter where you at finance, I can sit in that seat and be in my past life, be comfortable. And say, I got Jesus. Jesus said, you really don't have me until you have abundance. So I'm not someone who come to sack you out and try to be a big boy. No, I come with the message that God wants you exactly where I am. But you're going to have to receive revelation. You're going to have to receive anointing. You're going to have to receive correction. Are you following me? I'm here for you. I'm not here for myself. If I was here for myself, I'd have had a budget before I got here. Rich folk don't have no budget. Budget won't see how far I can go. I want you to see this. Let me try to get it out. Matthew 26, 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very, it must have been expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head, as he said, it meet. Now watch the church. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, and she didn't understand the purpose. To what purpose is this way? See, they don't understand it. So they're arguing. They've been right there with Jesus and didn't recognize the purpose of money. The purpose of money. And so, it even, this thing almost, Jesus almost couldn't get the revelation of this ignorance. The next verse. I mean, now you have revelation that Jesus can't how to get. Because when Jesus understood, take a while to understand stupid people. I mean, Jesus had to regulate what they're talking about. What is it? What are they talking about? They don't understand the purpose of this girl anointing me for my burial. Yeah. They've been with me all these years. He said unto them, why I trouble you the woman, for she had wrought a good work. And then he went on to say. Now, another argument here is, where did Jesus sit when he went to church? Mark 12 said, 12:41 say he sat right against the church. Or on another hand, why did Jesus work the miracle in Matthew 17 and put money in a fish mouth if money wasn't important? See, that's a lot of argument, isn't it? You can go on and on and on and on and on. Then, let's go back. I'm going to go back to your desire. Then I'm going to start giving some points you can sit down and write. I'm going back to the Zohar. Then Mark 11, 24. Turn there. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So he's saying if you don't have no desire, you can't believe. You can't have it. So you got to clear up erroneous teaching about money. That you can have the right desire. See, there's nothing wrong with having a desire to be out of debt. Nothing wrong for having a desire for your dream to come to pass. Who give you the dream? Are you following me? So you got to work on that desire. That desire has to be worked on. Another aspect, 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. See, if you don't have desire beyond your religious teaching, you'll never go no higher. Desire has to be at the front of the wagon. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. What do you do? Give you the desire of your heart. See, God don't have nothing to work with if you don't have no desire, baby. You design enough to get by? You can get a job and do that. But God, with his word, want to build a desire in you that he have something to work with, and that within that desire, he can reveal himself to you how much he really wants you to have. He's more than enough. He's Jehovah Jireh. Now, with that in mind, then why would he give us the power to get wealth if he didn't want us to have it? Then Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. See, he's just snatching all the tooth out of everything that the enemy is trying to set us up with. Now, so money is important, and I desire plenty of it. Now, write this down. May the Holy Spirit erase all money impossibilities out of your mind and life tonight. May the Holy Spirit erase. See, you ever got to clear a computer? Erase all money impossibilities. What I say? Money impossibility. Out of your mind and life. Got to get it out your mind. Got to get it out your mind. Now the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place in a few minutes. See, it need to be erased so some new data can be placed on your faith. Yeah, new data on your faith. Your faith functioning at a different dimension. So then faith coming by hearing, right? Hearing by the word of God. Also, may you see money favor, blessing in abundance in your life today. Money favor. See, God worked by favor. The world worked by labor. And see, the church went off in labor. And the baby already delivered. Yeah, and the baby already delivered. See, I'll show you where the baby was delivered. What is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9? Huh? He said he became poor. See, the baby already here, that you might be rich. Have you, let's question something here. Have you ever said to the Lord, Lord, make me rich? See, that's a religious tremor there. It's a little shake there. Lord, make me rich. You're not making the Lord nervous. What makes the Lord nervous is you don't say that. Do they recognize they're my son? Do they recognize they're a priest? Do they recognize that they're a king? They have a right to that. See, if you don't desire it, if you don't think it, if you don't say it, if you don't believe it, you'll never have it. This is personal. This is personal. You can't ask the person next to you says, you can't even ask your wife. Honey, do you believe that? You can't ask her. This is a personal thing. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace. I come to send a soul. I separate mama from daughter. When it comes to spiritual things, the Bible says if two of you should agree, but there's some things I don't need no agreement. I know the truth. The truth is higher than agreement. That's a good one. The truth is higher than needing your agreement. Because there's some people who say, well, I don't quite know. Now right there, I got to deal with that. So I'm going to go and believe God. Act on what God is saying, whether you want to go or not. I wouldn't be here if I'd have followed a lot of people, a lot of my relatives. See, when I quit my job, I didn't tell none of my relatives because I knew they were going to try to talk me out of it. So I quit and went on to my house. Ain't said nothing to nobody. So I want you to expect the Holy Spirit to erase some things. And then after he raised, I want you to expect money favor. Not labor favor. See, favors. I mean, God just do it for you. Now, beggars don't get favor. You know, That's a Wednesday night. Man here now, his wife. Wednesday night. He walked there with a big shiny box. He said, 12,000. What it was? 12,000? What is that? 100. Somebody knows you. 12,000 out of 100. Just set it up there. Yeah. Went on back to the seat. Well, that ain't never happened to me. Yeah, but you never believe like me.
Come on.
That's why I'm trying to check. You never gave like me either. But I wasn't giving. I started off. It's a process. See, success is not a destiny. Success is a journey. You never end success. You never arrive. You're always succeeding. You got to catch a hold of that. Because God is an unlimited God. And so when you think you have arrived, you're just limited. Shout me down. Now, one of the things that hinder us from moving is a lot of times we don't want to move by faith. Turn with me to Mark chapter 4. We don't want to move by faith, so we are lingering for a signal, and the Lord already has spoken to you. See, here's a very important. Forget about how and begin at this hour to concentrate on why. And see, that's one of the millionaire statements right there. Yeah, see, because, you see, well, come on, being a millionaire. You see, forget about how and begin to concentrate on why. Who catching this? You see, on why, not how, why. See, it's not your business how. But your glory and your shout should be why. I'm a son of the living God. I'm a child of the living God. See, he made Abraham rich. He made Isaac rich. You see what I'm saying? See, we don't have rich consciousness. See, write that down. Y'all ain't writing nothing. Rich. See, you got to develop, write down rich consciousness and circling and look the Bible of rich scripture. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many times the Lord talk about being rich? Yeah. The blessing of the Lord. Yeah. Proverbs 10:22. Yeah. Make us rich. Look what he said. And add no sorrow with it. Yeah. Abraham was, the Bible said, was very rich. Yeah. With cattle, silver, and gold. You see my point? Yeah. Y'all, you read all those scriptures? Yeah, but you have to be develop a rich consciousness, watch me, without guilt in it. See, I owe no one no apology. I will not apologize for my blessing. I will ride right in front of you and blow my horn. I'm not apologizing. God did this for me. You can't take it away. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. This is gospel produced. This is what the Lord died for. See? Hold my mute while I shout. See, now there's a wonderful lesson here in Mark chapter 4. As you look at the 26th verse, it says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed on the ground. But actually, the 27th verse, I want you to see. You need to see the 27th verse. He's still giving. There's $1,000 out of that. Now, he the one brought the $12,000. Still giving. I got quite a few more in the church like this. Yeah. It's just giving, man. I know they're going to be in there. Oh, yeah. And he's a monk millionaire. Yeah, yeah. See, you can't give like that. And it's hard, right? I mean, they don't fight the ministry. It's flowing. God gonna have to do something with it. You see what I'm saying? You just can't. Okay. Yes, sir. This is 12,000 and 11,000. All right. Yes, sir. I receive. See, but you can't sow like that and don't move. Are you following me? Are you following? Praise God. Praise God. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. I receive your seed, sir. excuse me a minute. I will see. Y'all just excuse me. See now, well, hold up. This is a demonstration. You see, this is a demonstration of how it will happen to you. You know, I don't know none of these people's names. Y'all ain't seeing this. I received, you see, that's a $500 check. I received. That is a $100 bill. I received it. Huh? They're all 500. Yes, ma'am. Keep your five, then another 50. Yes, sir. Oh, this is 500 line. Yes, sir, I received. You watch it by internet, I'm pausing, I got to receive some money. Hold up. I do that on purpose. See, he messed the sermon up. No, they messed the sermon up. You out your mind? These people sawing. I'm talking about making millionaire and these people sawing in my hand. You think these people are crazy? You the one crazy. You ought to be ringing the line now. Say, I'm saying you ought to be on that phone right now. What? See, men make little of this. And they say, all right, I'll get it later. No, I don't do people that. Yeah, it's big. Because God, people are sawing their way out. I mean, Pastor know what these checks is. It's all $500, boy. You have to turn it over right, didn't you? All right, I receive it. I receive. Yes, sir, I receive. You know, I'm looking to see how much they are. They're 500. All right, now where was I? I was dealing with, Mark 4:26. Yeah, because it's so clear here, and we need to see this. Now, you know, I believe I'm working on this millionaire status now. Because it's teaching internally a bit, and you have to have a lot of revelation, plus anointing, plus impartation. Now, make this thing more vivid. I'm walking in million. So this is not secondhand information what I read out of 3 books ago. You follow what I'm saying? So I know it's possible for everybody under the sound of my voice. You see, you have to be ready for this, though. You have to be ready. You'd be a chain called every day. You got to be ready for this. I bought too many motorcycles when I got here. I said, I walk in the shop. I said, what is a new one? Huh? And so the boys are with me. I had a bunch of boys with me. I said, well, the boys lacking somebody. I said, I'll take one. So now I said, boys, now we got one. Now I can't ride all of them. And so I had to learn. I had to learn how to handle money and how to, you know, enjoy yourself. But you have to learn to handle it. So in the 26th verse says, 27th verse, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seeds should spring and grow up. Now underline that last statement. See, if you're going to walk in this, he knows not how. Say it. You see, you're talking about me being a millionaire, man. What is you out your mind? You don't know where I came from? No, you got to get to this. You got to want it. It's a better life. Shoot, don't tell me. It's a better life. It's a better. You ain't got no bill? What most of our praying is about? Yeah, not praying now. Jesus, I love you. You can say it even quite quick, but then you're going to go, now, Lord, I need you to handle this. Next, you got 3 days left. Been there, I know that. See, you can't slick me. That's why street people can't slick me. I've been in the street. Church folk can't slick me. I've been in the church 42 years. I've seen all kinds. I've seen the penny giver. I've seen them give a dollar. They ain't going to go no higher than 5 for sure. I had to preach to them tight rascals. They had the ideal, keep the preacher broke. I'm from the deep south. I had to deal with that. See, y'all up here, but I deal with religious spirit where I was from. I dealt with them. And I got a remnant of people and trained them how to treat a pastor so they can get blessed. So forget about how and begin to desire to concentrate on why. For you see, it is God who gives you power to get wealth. Now, Ephesians 1:3. I'm shouting around now. I'm going to make a statement. The overwhelming grace of money prosperity is being released on your behalf now. The overwhelming grace of money prosperity is being released on your behalf now. You receive it? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us. See, the reason it been released, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, as far as God concerned, you already a millionaire. When he released the grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, million was in that grace. As a millionaire, there's a millionaire grace in his house. See, it's a grace. You don't have to work for it. It's a grace. You have to make yourself available for it. Why would you let your mind say, I don't want to be no millionaire? You're only concerned about yourself. Millionaires can help so many people. See, this is not just about you. Some people will never hear an iota of the word you take it in. They'll never see it. So if you can come to the concept to believe the scripture, that I already have. You see, Christians ought to be able to walk seeing something they don't see. That's what faith is about. So if you go to dreaming now that God have made me a millionaire and hold that dream long enough, it'll show up. Because what he's going to do with it, he's going to give you a move to make. Now don't be afraid when he tell you make a move. Like empty your purse. Yes, sir. Empty your wallet. Been there. Yes, I'm walking through the God, and then man, I didn't really like the man too much. And God, I'm walking close to him. God said, give me everything you got. I want to say, God, can you find somebody else for me? But see, you can't do that. So I just got in my wallet and gave it to him. And he kind of took it lightly, you know. But I give it to him. But I got my blessing back. God, I obeyed God. Yes, sir. At all costs. Obey God. Yeah. Are you following me? I'm serious. I'm training you right now for millionaire status. I say I'm training you right now for millionaire status. I feel the Holy Ghost. You feel the Spirit? Yeah. This is training ground, man. This is my first night teaching. I received some. The first night teaching. That's a $50 check. Oh, yeah, good check. First night teaching after God told me that. I received it. My first night teaching. So you the first student. Don't be a dummy, shout. But God sent you to this very meeting for a reason. For to see his millions in action. A nobody became somebody. Some people think they don't have, none of y'all doing pretty good up here, but I'm from the deep south. Some people think it's racism that holding them down. No, it's revelation. It's revelation and reasoning. Why I can't go there. You have to lose that tonight. And I'm not talking about going after money. Money coming, that's right. Yeah. So while I was training my boys, we're flying in. I was talking to my oldest son. He sat right next to me. And I told him, I said, I want you to press. I'm going to show you how to become a millionaire. I ain't going to give it to him. I'm going to show him how to do it. I'm going to show them how to buy a cash card. There's a certain button you got to push in the spirit. There's certain things you have to learn. See? But you can't be casual though. You can't, you know, you can't be a little Bible student. You got to be 24/24. You got to climb out that bed at 2:30 when the Lord go to talk. That's the best moment. You can't tell the Lord wait till 7 o'clock. You have lost a lot of revelation. You didn't write it down. You didn't get up. Then you try to get up and try to think about it. God took it back. He took it back. He don't give trifling people nothing. Watch what I say now. Watch what I say. Listen and watch. Receive by faith, and I promise you, a new journey begins now. You listening? Watch what I say now. And you know, you can go look at yourself, look at Luke 5. When that boy got that ram of word, how it changed his life. Peter. Your possibilities of reigning in abundance is being released now. Your possibilities of reigning in abundance. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. That they're able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Yeah, but you got to ask. Yeah, you got to think. Yes, you got to have power in you about the depth, the width, the height of love in your inner man, which is your soul. In your mind. God is the God of abundance. Say that's your mouth. And I'm his child. That's my inheritance. Your hope and faith must carry it to the max. You got to have, see, hope is a desire, is an expectation, is a believing for fulfillment. Then faith come along and faith and hope get together and make it happen. The statement is a regular English statement, but it's on the premises of the revelation that God can financially free you from all captivity. So I wrote in large letters, goodbye lack. And welcome no limitation. Here's something you have to understand. When I found that out, it brought me great joy. Money or the having of money does not make the Holy Spirit uneasy. I know my time, but I'm going to work this. The Holy Spirit will anoint you to have more than enough, for he knows that the overflows of life is the Father's will. You know, Jesus himself said, I come that you might have life, might have more abundantly, didn't he? Christ has already redeemed us from lack by crushing poverty. Just a few more minutes. Money is important. I desire plenty of it. I will say that before I lay down. I wish you say that tonight before you go to sleep. And say it as soon as you wake up in the morning and keep on saying it. If you quit, you're disqualified for being a millionaire. See, we're not loving money. I love God. See, now religious person being in this meeting, they've lost. Yeah, they say, I'm ready to go. You ready to go? Wrong with your broke self. Having money is a divine right given to us by our Father and our God. Notice, our Father and our God. He's your Father. He's your God. Well, that's a divine right for you to have more than enough. Here's a question. Why would our Heavenly Father let this world be run by money and don't give us the wisdom to have plenty more than enough? Why would he do that? He know the whole, you know, this whole system run by money. So wisdom say money is a defense. Now look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. The Bible said money answers all things. All natural things in this world system is run by money. It's not run by prayer. You can pray all day, but you got to pay. You get through praying, get your wallet out. Go in one of them stores, big stores, just get on your knees, start praying. Pray in tongue about 2 hours. And then pick up something. And walk out the doorway, yeah. Common sense. Common sense. Not even a revelation. Common sense. You know this whole system we live in run by money. If you're going to have any clout, if you're going to even be able to testify properly, you're going to have to let God bless you by his means. Hallelujah. Notice again, I just going to call these scriptures out. Notice again, the Bible says in Luke 16:8 that the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. Then the next verse said, make friend with mammon. Make friend with money. Money is my friend. It'll shake a religious spirit up, boy. You see, you don't want to be money enemy. Why would the Lord say make friend with money? Why would they say make friend with money? You know, I'm on a new eating situation. And I found out some things. I'll talk to you all sometime about it, about your health. But any restaurant I go in, I can get special service. You know why? You call that cook out the kitchen and have $100 bill in your hand and say, I want you to do this for me. He said, when? Yeah. Then if you don't, these boys here know how to put pressure on God. If you don't, they give him another $100. If you don't, they give him another. We give him enough money that he can't refuse. Yeah, you gonna cook this.
Yeah.
You have another $100.
Yeah, right.
You say, how you say you wanted that? I preach out of being in error. Money make this world go around. I know about God. I know God, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. I'm acquainted with my Father. But yet, on the other hand, when you come to a life situation down here on earth, you need some money. My pilots, they watch me sometimes. They might be looking now. They got the best job in the world. When I'm not traveling, they still get full salary. Be a month, 2 months. When they get down to the holiday, 2 months, 3 months, they don't do nothing. I still pay them. Then send them a Christmas gift. Because I appreciate their wisdom. I don't want no rookie. No. And rookie couldn't handle my plan, no way. I don't want you to get him and say, what this for? Money help us to preach the gospel. Now, I want to pick on you a few minutes before I leave here tonight so we set it up for tomorrow morning. I want to use some verses that actually are, I put it down, poverty attackers or poverty attractors. 1 Timothy 6:10. they've been abused and misused. 1 Timothy 6:10. I'm not going to turn to it. I don't know if they're going to put it on the screen. But it was 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money. Now, who are you talking to now? If you read ahead of that verse, it was wicked people. Because you get down to the end of that chapter, he said, talk about those that are rich in this world. Tell them, trust not in such riches. God don't have no, who rich to give us all things to enjoy. You can't enjoy yourself, bro. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It didn't say money. See, many years they said money, which was some coveted after. No, we said money coming. They have erred from the fit and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. Now, Proverbs 10:22 answer that too. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. And he had no sorrow with it. I mean, even the Old Testament said no better than that. But by us thinking that for the love of money is the root of all evil, just because somebody walking in money and has money, don't mean they love money. You, how you going to love money? You love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your might, all your strength. You ain't got no love left. If you're sincere, you see, you follow what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So I ain't nobody love no money. But it's good to have some. Then Matthew 6:24. That's another one. No man can serve two masters. Nobody serve no two masters. Let me close with this. There's a money revelation that has come to the body of Christ. Who are among you ready to release it in your life and those around? Now, look in 2 Chronicles 20:20. Yeah, I mean, 20:20. You see, believe in the Lord thy God, you should be established. Believe his prophet, money coming. What you think that is? See? How many times you said it last week? Look at verse 25. The prophet has spoken. Looked like it was losing, but divine substance. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away a spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead body and precious jewels. More they could carry away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord. Let me read this to you and I'll close tonight. We'll get take back up in the morning. I see what God's doing here. He's teaching. He wants you to see this. So listen to what I'm going to say. Let me conclude with this. If you position your desire properly before God, you heard me? All delays will be removed by a definite decision to believe God that he has already released supernatural money into your account. See the invisible and receive the impossible. If you believe some of the things I've taught you tonight, you believe it, you've been placed on God's millionaire list. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth. He's trying to find somebody who will accept what I'm trying to pour out. Now, don't speak no negative words. Because you've been set up. I will extend blessing and blessing and blessing over and over, out and in to you from this night forward. This is something here. Yeah, because I know the Bible. I've been studying the Bible a long time. But he says, you will receive before you believe. I never heard that. See, because you have heard, and I know what he's saying. I'm going to give you a preview of what can happen to you when you didn't even believe me for it. But I'm going to give it to you because it came out of my servant's mouth to prove that I was talking to you at a different dimension. Whether you know it or not, something got on you tonight. You wasn't wearing when you came in here. Listen to me. Listen to what the Spirit of God said. From this night forward, when people get close to you, they're going to smell favor. And they will be compelled. Smell favor. And they will be compelled to favor you. You leave this house tonight wrapped in favor, financial favor. Let me tell you what I'm hearing. Huh? I hear vault doors being opened. Vaults that have been locked for a long time. They're being opened. See, this is millionaire thinking. See, I don't know how. I just do what God tell me to do. I just say what God tell me to say. It don't disturb me what you feel. I just say what God say. Because God move. He move in mystery sometimes. And you got to move with him. So your night is not in vain. Money is important. That is our opinion of it. Money is good.
Money is good.
And I'm money friend.
Money
is on his feet. Looking for me right now. I preached some years ago. I said this. I saw some people face. You know, money has ears. Why are we going to tell you to come? Why would God tell me money coming if money can't hear you? Who going to answer that? See, it's supernatural. I mean, the proof in the pudding is the eating. Ford jet, 3 Rolls Royce, 2 Porsche. God has no respect of person, but he respects faith. He, if you're willing and obedient, what he said? If you only let me help you, I'll make you rich. I let him help me. You gonna let him help you? You get tired. I got to close. You get tired trying to figure stuff out. Trying to figure out, trying to stretch money. How many of y'all got a money stretcher? Me and my wife, I follow behind her. She got the basket. I'm eating that calculator. Put that back. Put that down. We did that for quite a while. Yeah. So an item we had to put back in. Put it back. That thing was too high then, man. You know. Now I walk in the store, and I want to tell everybody, just line your basket up. I got it. Everybody. I don't even know them. Just line them up. Go get your mama. Get everybody in there. Yeah, you just got to, sometimes you just get hilarious with money. You just have fun with money. I'm there, he do it too. Lay it in the head of him, lay in the head of something she couldn't have caught and didn't go through or something, whatever. She didn't have a driver's license. He said, oh, go ahead, put it up there, ma'am. She said, what? You got a basket full. Put it up there. I got it. Wonder where you learned that from. Are you following me? See, money, you can't be a tightwad. You got to be liberal. And it just keep on coming back. The money just keep on coming. Just keep on coming. I receive. Just keep on coming. Isn't that something? All right. Let's get your envelope. Let's get ready to give. We've been giving, but let's give our seed. We'll get ready to come back in the morning. There's a lot of stuff we said. Now, I see in millionaire status are people who have tapped into the divine manifestation of God. There's a secret. They do things in a certain way. See, you can do it, but you might not be doing it in a certain way. I'm going to share some of that with you in the morning. See, you do things in a certain way. Everybody don't know the certain way. Because they got a lot of people faking that they got money. They ain't got no money. If they had some money, they would dress better. Running their head, but they got money, you know, and trying to hold. They're holding God, people in bondage. We need manifestation and demonstration. Is that right? Huh? We need examples. Huh? When the spies came back, even though we had some cows in the bunch, you know. But they brought some stuff back. You see. Why did God detail what Job had? Why did he detail what Abraham had? He was trying to introduce you to something. Yeah, he's trying to introduce you to something. You understand? It's yours by covenant right. Say, it's mine. Whatever in that Bible is mine by covenant right. And you see in your song, we'll talk about it tomorrow, you got a soul for millionaire status. You got to sow wild sometimes. These boys do it all the time. I got people all over. I got a lady come. She flew in a private jet. Got a chauffeur to bring her to the church. And laid $10,000 on the altar. Then she got happy, got in a purse, brought out a bunch of $100 bills. She bought me a Mont Blanc pen I never seen before. And you boys done bought me some nice ones. And she said, I'm going to give this ministry $1 million. I'm going to be $1 million giver here. Now, I got some millions figures here that the Lord had told me. And this morning, he really got on me and said, say it. I said, yes, sir. I said it. I'm not telling you, though. It was a lot many years ago. Yeah, you probably know how much it is. Yeah, he told me. So, but he told me now, since I'm going to build this millionaire class, that's going to shock them into a million. He said, just like he was preaching at Bill Winston Church, and he was on the floor, and that man was on the second row, and reached his hand out there and gave that $100,000. He said, $1 million, I can do $1 million just like that. See, $1 million and $1,000. See, in the Bible, the world don't talk about no thousand now. You haven't qualified for the now yet. It's millionaire. See, but he said, just like I give $1,000. I can give a million. I got people. See, I've unlocked some millionaires. I very seldom say something about money, but I was flying in here lost it. Unlock those millionaires I told to bring that money to you. I unlocked them. What? Fuck my words. You heard what I said? I unlocked them. See, every time they started to come to me, somebody blocked them. Yes, don't be no blocker now. Too dangerous. Don't block nobody. You know, don't sit in. Don't block nobody. Let them come. You ready? How your health? Yeah, thank you, Lord. Some things we need to correct. You follow what I'm saying? You got to stop putting all that toxin in your body. It never cured nobody. It just delayed death for a while. You got to know why you're sick. I start preaching in the deep south. My people, they kind of got a bag all they want to keep on eating that stuff. Fork over mind. Fork over reality. So I teach them some stuff. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And we talked about millionaire status. You know who in this room? They have seed in their hand. Now these 12 boys who traveled with me, I'm for sure that manifestation will come. And them other boys traveling and girls traveling, we thank you. And bless this seed tonight. In Jesus' name. We're tomorrow morning at 10:30, right? You didn't think you were going to get pulled into millionaire status tonight, did you? Huh? See, y'all really don't. Y'all ain't got it. But y'all really. You see. You see, you got to understand what had happened to you tonight. And you have to have the expectation. You see, if you don't have expectation, what you're going to do is, watch what I'm saying now, you're going to miss your visitation. Write it down. I must have expectation so I don't miss my visitation. Sometimes it's just a nudge. Sometimes it might be a conversation. Talking, but you got to be listening. See, if you're expecting, you catch a woman when she's expecting, she carries herself a certain way. She don't bump all up beside the wall. You're protecting that baby. See, you're pregnant with something. So your expectation, you should expect the supernatural. Expect something, a phone call. You don't know how. It's not going to be you for sure. Now, watch what I say. I'm close out. Watch what I say. 10:30 in the morning, right? I know. Watch what I say. This is biblical. All right? The color of the vein that we're going in has a biblical thing I'm going to say. Very short. May great grace and great power be on you right now. What way I goes on? Great grace and great power. You have to listen to that over and over again. In my feeble way of preaching, is the best way. See, because God gets the glory. It's not the deep things you say. It's saying the right thing. You follow me? I looked at them young girls back in the line. You can become a millionaire just like that. You heard what I said, was saying? Yeah, you meditate that. You meditate that. You're not going to do it. God's going to do it. If anybody could reach that status, and I did, anybody in here can do it. I'm not smart. I didn't tear the college down because I didn't go. So I'm not talking about intellect. I'm not talking about your ability. I'm talking about his ability. And he's made things available for you. God likes to take the weak and confound. My classmate, graduated in 64, my classmate, the smartest three boys in the class, I blow them out the water. They don't understand. I was talking to one of the smart boys back in the day, about 27 years ago, before I built my house a little better, about 25 years ago. And him and his, my boy was playing on a team together. And I said to him, I have a vision from God. I was staying in my little house. I said, but God, I saw a big house with big chandeliers, tall porches. And he just said, is it?
Yeah.
So after I built it, he don't want to see it. Man called me, went to Bible. I did go to a barber college. Cut hair for a year. And he said to me, he says, man, I've been missing you. Well, he kept calling me. So I said, all right, man, you and your family come on down. I got my guest house. And quit calling. He don't want to see it. See, now you got to get ready for that. And your family members going to cut you loose. They don't want to see you. Why? You become a mayoral. To them, they don't have enough in them to ask you what you did. See, people who are rich will give you tons of information because they have a heart for people. It's that tight rascal who lies. He don't have nothing to tell you, so he don't want to talk about it. See y'all tomorrow.